ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Krishna, going to be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, Verse 16. How Parikshit received the age of Kali. Shartyah Parishada Sevan Sakhya Dautyah. वीराशनानुगामाना सत्वना प्रणामः संगदेशु पांडेशु जगत प्रणातिं च वैष्णुः भक्तिं करोति नरपति चन् शरणारविन्दे Chartya, acceptance of the post of a chariot driver. Prashadha, acceptance of the presidency in the assembly of the Rajshur sacrifice. Sevana, engaging the mind constantly in the service of the Lord. Sakya, to think of the Lord as a friend. Dautya, acceptance of the post of a messenger. Virasanaha, acceptance of the post of a watchman with the drawn sword at night. Anugamanaha, following in the footsteps. Stavana, offering of prayers, pranama, offering of incense, singadeshu, unto them who are amenable to the will of the Lord. Pandeshu, unto the sons of Pandu, Jagat, the universal, pranatim, one who is obeyed, Cha, and Vishnu, of Vishnu, Bhaktim, devotion, Karoti, does, Narapati, the king, Charanaravind, onto his lotus feet. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Maharaj Parikshit had that out of his causeless mercy, Lord Krishna, who is Vishnu, who is universally obeyed, rendered all kinds of service to the honorable sons of Pandu by accepting posts ranging from chariot driver to presidents to messenger, friends, night watchmen, etc., according to the will of the Pandavas, obeying them like a servant or an offering of incense like ones younger in years. When he heard this, Maharaj Parikshit became overwhelmed with devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord. Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna is everything to the unalloyed devotee like the Pandavas. The Lord was for them the Supreme Lord, the spiritual master, the worshipful deity, the guide, the chariot driver, the friend, the servant, the messenger, and everything they could conceive of. And thus the Lord also reciprocated the feelings of Pandavas. Maharaj Parikshit, as a pure devotee of the Lord, could appreciate the Lord's transcendental reciprocation of the feelings of his devotees, and thus he himself also was overwhelmed with the feeling of the Lord. Simply by appreciating the dealings of the Lord with his pure devotees, one can attain salvation. The Lord's dealing with his devotees appear to be ordinary human dealings, but one who knows them in truth becomes at once eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. The Pandavas were so miserable to the will of the Lord that they could sacrifice any amount of energy for the service of the Lord, and by thus unalloyed determination they could secure the Lord's mercy in any shape they desired. So, this is a very nice verse. Most of the time we actually listen to classes, we hear instructions, we basically try to find out how we can actually, how we serve Krishna, how devotees serve Krishna. And in this verse actually it shows how Krishna saves his devotees. So, this is a two-way script, you know. It's not only one way. You save devotees and Krishna saves you. As a matter of fact, nothing happens without the will of the Lord. So on our own, we can't do anything. Even if we do something little, which we think we are doing, it's only done by the mercy of the Lord. So what do? We do nothing. In one sense, you know. The only thing we do is desire. And with that little bit of desire, with a little bit of that independence, you know, whatever we desire, Krishna tries to fulfill that. Now, it's very nicely it says there, the Pandavas, you know, how they were, how the Supreme Lord was their master, the spiritual master. Because whenever they needed any instruction, they always went to Krishna. As a matter of fact, they actually made excuses to go to Krishna. Even though they did not need any instruction, they just went and brought Krishna so that they could actually have his association. So Arjuna spent a lot of time with Krishna, so either going to him, trying to get some information, or trying to somehow or the other entice him to come to Hastinapur. Lord Krishna is everything to the devotee. And Krishna is everything to his devotees as well. So, devotees, they have only one desire, how to save Krishna. And Krishna has one desire, how to fulfill the desire of the devotees. The problem is that we have got a little bit of independence, and sometimes we misuse that independence, and we leave the spiritual world and we come to this material world. Now you might be asking, you know, in spiritual everything is spiritual, how can there be any material desires? But because we are that little independence, we still have that dormant nature of that desire to be the Lord. And when that actually overcomes, when we want to actually enjoy that, then we leave that spiritual world and we come to this material. We enter Mahavishnu, and from there, when the universes are created, we come to this material to enjoy. But as a true friend, Krishna never leaves us. He is always with us in the form of Paramatma. Whether we like him or we don't like him, this is the nature of true friendship. When you love somebody, when you are friends with him, you don't look at his bad qualities. You are there more for him when he is in a bad situation than when he is in a good situation. Friends don't go to parties. Friends go to the friends' place when they are in need of those friends. These are true friends. In the material, most of the time when everything is good, you have lots of friends. When the time gets tough, everybody disappears. But the true nature of friends is that when you are in the most difficult situation, your true friends is. And then Krishna, in the form of Paramatma, is always there. Krishna has only one desire, to get everyone out of here. He doesn't have to come to this material, but he does come so that he performs pastimes. So we can somehow or the other get attracted to this. Somehow or the other we reawaken our eternal rupa, and we can actually go back to Godhead. That's the purpose of this life. apart from that, there was a nice email floating. That too will pass away. How many of you read that?
Yeah.
Very nice. If you read that, how many of you read that?
Yeah.
Whatever situation we are in, that's going to pass away too. There was a king, he was a great king, he was the king of the world, basically, more or less. He has all the opulence. And then one day he asked all the saintly persons, you know, what is one instruction that I can always use? Whether I'm in a good situation, bad situation, regardless of what, you know, I'm alone, when I need help, when I don't need help. And the saintly people thought about it, and then one old devotee said, he wrote on a piece of paper and gave it to the king. He said, the only condition is don't open it unless you absolutely need it. Then he was attacked by the rival kings and he lost everything. And then he was running away on the horse, escaping. And he comes to the end of the road and there's nothing there. And just basically there is a cliff there. Behind are the other kings who are trying to kill him. In front is the cliff. That's the end of the road. Then he thinks, you know, what do I do? He had put that instruction in his ring. Then he said, I think this is the right time to open it. And then he opens it and the instruction was, that too will pass away. And then he realized, you know, I was a king, that passed away. This situation is here, this will pass away too. And eventually the other kings went some other way. And then he went back, he fought, and he won. And then he was thinking, you know, oh, I'm such a great king. I'm the lord of the universe. And basically, then he looked at the ring. Then he remembered. Then he opened it again. He read it. He said, that too will pass away. Then he realized, you know, from being an egoistic person, he became very humble. Because I was a king. I lost everything. I became a king. And this will too pass away. Because what happens in this material world is that everything we have in this material world is related to this body. Just think of this. Everything. The bank balance, the houses, our status, either we are a doctor or a teacher, whatever position we have got. Everything is related to this body. But we all know that this body is temporary. One day it's going to go. Who knows when they're going to die? It could be the next moment. So when we die, we lose everything. What is the only thing that goes with us? Devotion. Bhakti. So if you do 10% in this life, what do you start with next life? 11%. If you have $1 million in the bank, next life, what do you start with? Zero. So an intelligent person will do what? Will he actually look after his temporary balance or will he try to build up his permanent balance? Just think about this. This is why we are very fortunate. You know, we are in a situation where we can actually end this miserable life. We can go back where we'll be eternally happy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been very merciful. He has given us the sadhana. What is the sadhana? Chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What is the sadhya? What is the goal? Chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So the beginning and the end is the same. Now how can that be? But by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything is possible. So he took this Naam, which is this Maha Mantra, and then he made a garland of it. So when you make a garland, what do you need? You need flowers. And what do you need?
Thread.
A thread. So what is the thread? He put prem in there. So he has put prem with Naam and he made a garland. and he has given it to everybody. Everyone can take it. The only one who is going to miss out are the people who are sleeping. So the only thing I request is wake up to this and actually take this holy name of the Lord. He has given us everything. And Krishna comes and does this, you know. He is our spiritual master. He guides us from inside. You know, we as devotees, we all have experienced this. We come to different situations and then something tells from within us what's the way to do it. Something is wrong or you should stop. I get this experience all the time. If I'm speeding and sometimes I'm rushing and all of a sudden it comes in me, I should slow down, you know. And then you go a few hundred meters ahead, there's a police car there, you know, with the radar there. I felt this. So in Fiji, that's what they do. They don't have these cameras, but they have these police officers everywhere. And somehow or the other, from somewhere, you get the, you should stop, you know, or slow down, you know. And then you just see that, you know. And you're thinking, you're in your own world, it comes. And he also gives instructions. But he gives instructions externally by the spiritual master. So he comes in many forms. Krishna comes. Krishna is trying his best to take us back from here. He gives knowledge from inside. He sends spiritual masters. Not only one, there's so many Shiksha gurus. He comes in the form of avatar as Nam Prabhu. So we can actually chant the holy name of the Lord and we can actually achieve the same thing. He comes as transcendental book. Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. Right, so you can actually read about the book and you can actually have the association of Krishna, just like you chant the holy name of the Lord and you can have the association of Krishna. The gopis or the devotees of Krishna, they're not always with Krishna physically. Most of the time, gopis are in the Vipralamba bhav. You know what Vipralamba bhav is?
Separation.
In separation. But how do they get their association? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, he came to actually taste this Vipralamba bhav. The mood of separation. There must be something in it, right? Because that's the mood of the gopis. That's the mood of Radharani. When Radharani is with Krishna, she sees one Krishna. When Radharani is in separation of Krishna, she sees Krishna everywhere. Krishna is inside, Krishna is outside.
Bumblebee,
yeah. So, Krishna is our spiritual master. He tries to guide us in many ways so that we can actually take. He takes the form of the Archipagra. There's no difference between the Murti form of Krishna and the Krishna. Now you might have had many pastimes where the Krishna in the Murti form has actually reciprocated with devotees. If you read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you'll read how Gop Kumar travels everywhere and actually he has different dealings with Krishna. Lord Jagannath, how he actually looks after all his devotees. He personally looks after everybody. That's why they said anybody who goes to Jagannath Puri, anybody who is in that dham, the demigods see them as 400 devotees. Narendra Sarovar, right? Once there was a bird or something which was about to die and it just fell in the water. And the devotees were watching. As soon as it touched the water, it took the 400 form of a devotee and went to Vaikuntha. These are Krishna's mercy. He's trying to put everything in there so that somehow or the other something attracts us so that we can actually go back. A father loves his children, a father wants the children to be happy. And Krishna is our father. So whatever you do, you know, try to take a little bit of time out of your life and actually seriously cultivate this Krishna consciousness movement. Rest of the thing, in the end will be all zero. Krishna is their worshipful deity. How is their worshipful deity? Whatever they did the Rashu Yajna just so that they could worship and glorify Krishna. They didn't need to do that. Yudhishthira Maharaj had no desire to be the king of the whole universe, king of the whole earthly planet. The only reason he did that so that he can have Krishna there and he can actually have the whole world glorify him. That was the sole purpose. It might look like, oh, he did all this yajna for them. No, he was already thinking of Krishna. He was already a pure devotee. He only did so that he could glorify Krishna. This is the beauty about the devotee. The devotee tries to glorify Krishna and Krishna tries to glorify devotees. Look at Pitama Bhishma. Yudhishthira Maharaj was confused. After the war, what's going to happen? What have I done? Now, don't you think Krishna could have given him that knowledge? Could have pacified him just like he pacified Arjuna by speaking Bhagavad Gita? Yes, he could have. But what he did? He didn't do that. Why? Because he wanted to glorify Pitama Bhishma. He wanted that instructions to come from him. So this is the greatness of Krishna and the devotees. He was the guide. In every way, anything they wanted, they always asked for Krishna's guidance. As you know, Krishna was the chariot driver. Now when we think about the chariot driver, we think that at the Mahabharata there was a war there and Krishna was actually the chariot driver. Actually, as a matter of fact, he was not only the chariot driver on the war, he was the chariot driver every time. The whole life, whichever way it took, he basically led them. A friend. Once Narad Muni went to actually Dwarka. Narad Muni has this ability to go anywhere he wants, whenever he wants. So when he went there, Krishna was sleeping. So Krishna was sleeping like this, facing his head that way, and Arjuna was sleeping the other way, with his head towards Krishna's feet. Can you get it? So they're facing the other way. Arjuna was holding Krishna's feet to his chest, and Krishna was holding Arjuna's feet to his chest. And Krishna was chanting, Arjun, Arjun, Arjun. So from his whole body the sound was coming, Arjun, Arjun, Arjun. And Arjun was chanting, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Draupadi was fanning Arjun while Rukmani was fanning Krishna. And then when Narad Muni saw this, he said, look at this. It's not only the devotees who actually want to look at Krishna holding Arjuna's feet and chanting in every pore of his body, he's chanting the name of Arjuna. Because at the level of friendship, there is equality. This is the relationship Krishna has with devotees. Don't think of that, oh, here we do service so that we can actually get purified. You know, we may not get all the bliss because we are not that advanced. But once you are with Krishna, you know, every bit is, it's ras, rasmai. But you have to get to that level. By chanting the holy of the name without any offenses, with love, you're gonna get same mellow. Krishna became their servant. How many times Krishna saved them? At the Raj Surya Yagya. Krishna was the feet of everybody, all the guests. Because they were asking, what should we do? Well, Krishna, everybody was assigned duty and Krishna wasn't. So Krishna asked, what is my duty? And they said, whatever you want. He said, okay, I'll wash the feet of all the devotees. Arjuna used to ask him, Krishna, go this way, go that way, go forward, slow down. I want to fight him, take me here. The role had changed. Krishna is always the master. The devotees are his servant, but here the servant is actually telling the master what to do, and the master is very happy to do it. He was the messenger. He took the message. He went the message to the Kauravas, to Duryodhan, to make sure that, trying his best actually to stop the war. So whenever they needed Krishna, Krishna took whatever role they wanted. And Krishna was always their protector. He protected them in many ways. When I think of the Pandavas, the few things that actually come to my mind is, one of them is the five Pandavas were the most powerful personality on the earth planet. Arjuna had never lost a war on the earth planet, on the lower planet, and also in the heavenly planets. Even he defeated Indra with Krishna. He was that powerful. He had never lost a war. Bhimsen, you know how powerful he was. Yudhishthir Maharaj. Pitama Bhishma was there. Dronacharya was there. All these great personalities were there. And among them, Draupadi. What did they do to Draupadi? They tried to take her clothes off. And nobody could protect her. We think that our husband can protect us, our wife can protect us, our doctors can protect us. Nobody can protect us. Those great personalities, they couldn't even protect five husbands, and still they could not protect the wife. Not only five husbands, five of the greatest personalities, they could not protect her. And then when she took Govinda, Govinda, please protect me. And then what did Krishna do? He became the cloth. He became her sari. This is the beauty of Krishna. When Duryodhana Muni went, when the Pandavas were in the forest, they were actually moving from one place to another place, and Duryodhana Muni went there with his, how many, 10,000? 10,000 shishya, you know. They were all hungry, they all wanted to eat. But what had happened, Draupadi had this pot, which she was given, and she could feed as many people as she wanted, until she ate. Once she ate and washed it, that was it for the day. But until that, she could feed 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 people. So what happened was that Duryodhan, the envious Duryodhan, the son of a blind father, who was blind himself. Our situation is not much better, you know. We are more like Duryodhan than like Arjuna, you know. We are trying to get away from Duryodhan's personality more towards Arjuna's personality. Because that's what the whole material world is. They're all blind. They wanted the king, he wanted the attachment for the children, they were attachment for this, attachment for that. Isn't that our situation? It's nothing to laugh about. You know. This is serious. You know. See yourself where you are. When we look at this personality, say, oh, him, you know. And when you look at ourselves, how many of those qualities we have? So what did Duryodhan do? He found a time which, when he knew that the Pandavas would already eat and Draupadi would have eaten, and he said, go at this particular time. So he called Durvasa Muni with his sheesh. He was in the palace, and he looked after them really well. And once they became happy, he said, what boon you wanted? Now he could have asked for anything. But what did he say? Go at this time, so that he knew that Duryodhana Muni gets angry very quickly, and if he curses them, then the whole thing will be destroyed. And when there was nothing in that pot because Draupadi had already eaten, what did she say? Govinda, where are you? You know, and we need you. And what was Govinda doing? He was just about to eat. And who was saving him? Rukmini. Now this is Rajbhog, you know. The Lakshmi, you know. She is saving Govinda, saving Krishna. And Krishna leaves all that for what? A piece of sark. Just a piece of vegetable. And he eats that. And then, not only the 10,000 rishis who were there with Durvasa Muni, the whole world got satisfied. So this is how Krishna comes and protects his devotees. He was always protecting them. So what we should do is try to actually utilize our independence, give our independence to Prabhupada, give our independence to Krishna, give our independence to our Guru Maharaj, so that we can all go back to our original position. That should be the purpose of this life, you know. Do whatever you do, whatever you have to do. We have this body, we have to maintain it. But don't overdo it. There's no point in getting 10 houses, you know. There's no point in getting 10 cars, you know. The idea is that to use every bit you have got in Krishna's service. Now if you can use those 10 houses in Krishna's service, then it's good. You know, if you can actually give it to the devotees to live in, that's perfect. What my point is that, you know, we have to do certain things, that's good, you know, but we try to use as much as time as possible in Krishna consciousness. Now, there's some people who have been here for long on this planet, I mean, and you ask them, you know, it'll be the same thing, you know. Old age is no good, you know. Every moment you feel it, you know, it's why come back again? Why start with zero, you know? So let's chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made this process very easy. That's all we have to do. Prabhupada had even made it easier. Chant, dance, eat, and listen to a little bit of Bhagavatam. You know. A little bit of philosophy, you hear some stories about Krishna. This Maha Mantra is not just an ordinary mantra. This Maha Mantra is chanted by the gopis. This is how they, when they are in separation of Krishna, this is how they associate with Krishna. When Krishna comes from heading the cows, right, he's coming back. Krishna is right at the back. Balram is right in the front. Balram knows that Krishna wants to actually have time with the gopis. But Krishna is going back and he goes wherever Radharani is. So if she is at Jawad, then he goes past Jawad. If he is at Varshana, then he goes past the palace at Varshana. So Krishna is looking at everybody, but his eyes is looking for Radharani. He's focused on where is Radharani. And then finally Radharani is on the other side. She's also looking at Krishna, but she's behind the curtains because there's everybody is there. And finally, at one point, the two eyes meet. When after such a long separation, when the union comes together, when they see each other, Radharani faints, which is grabbed by the gopis. And they take her inside the chamber. While Krishna on the other side also goes half dazed and quickly caught by Subal, who doesn't know what's happening, you know, what happened to Krishna all of a sudden. Then the gopis, they take Radharani to inside chamber. They know what to do, you know. Lalita Devi now picks up the mridanga, Pishaka picks up the veena and they start chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They do a very nice kirtan, and as Radharani, as the name of Krishna enters the ears of Radharani, Radharani awakens from her fainting situation. And then she joins the kirtan as well. And as the kirtan, as they keep chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The holy name actually travels and enters Krishna's ears. And when Krishna hears the name of Hare, which is Radharani, then he comes back to his consciousness. He gets association of Radharani. So it's not something that is just here. This is what I'm saying. Our sadhana, our practice is to chant the holy name of the Lord, and our goal is also to chant the holy name of the Lord. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, what were they all doing? They all were chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And who were with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sarupda Mahoday, who was there? Who is Sarupda Mahoday? Come on, who is Sarupda Mahoday? Vishakha Devi. Who is Radhara Raman? What is Rai Raman? Raman Ram? Ramananda Rai. Who is Ramananda Rai? Vishakha. Who is Rupa Goswami? Rupa Manjari. Who is Sanatan Goswami? Labanga Manjari. Who is Raghunath Das Goswami? Rati Manjari. Who are all these associates of Radharani? And what do they chant? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When they came with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what were they doing? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We are called Rupanugas. What does that mean? We are followers of Rupa Goswami. Once we go back to Godhead, what we will be doing? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. This is our sadhana, this is our goal. At the moment, our sadhana and sadhya, the goal, there is a difference because we do not have love, because we are chanting offensively. So once we actually take the offenses out of there, then the beginning, the goal, and the practice will be the same. Make sense? Any questions? Comments? The question is that pastimes of Arjun holding Krishna and Krishna holding Arjun's feet and they're chanting each other's. You have to listen to Mahanidhi's lectures, and that's where I got it from. It's very nice to see when we read this Bhagavatam, right? Just like today we were reading. Don't think of it that just like, okay, we are here, that's it. We immediately have association of Srila Prabhupada. It mentions about the Pandavas, so the association of Pandavas are there. You know, because they are not just like anybody, they are there. So you should, when you read Bhagavatam and things like that, you should actually pray to this personality so that we can actually understand the instruction they are giving. And one of the best way to actually understand a lot of things is listening to lectures of realized people, because they get all this information, we don't have to do the research, they put it all together. And that's what Srila Prabhupada has done. Bhagavatam is his quotes of all, so many places, you know. So, I'm sorry Prabhu, I don't know where I got it from, but if you listen to the lectures on Bhajan Rahasya, it's somewhere in there, it's mentioned. Any other comments, any other questions, any other corrections? ठीक ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय, श्री गौनिताय भगवान की जय, श्री रंगा बल्लभ की जय, जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा देवी की जय, श्री प्रभुपाद की जय, श्री गुरुदेव की जय, गौर प्रेमानंदी।